Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. I'm just stopping by to tell you about my latest radio program, and it's going to be about intuition. We have phrases in the language like, in your heart of hearts, you know. In your heart of hearts. Sometimes we know something deeply. It's not words. It's not intellect. We just know. That's what I wanted to say to you today. That's what the radio program is going to be about. So fasten your seatbelts. Here we go.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is the natural way. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I'm your host. My name is Roland Trujillo. I've been around now for 35 years. And where do I hang around? Mostly on weekends. Why? Because it's hard for me to afford weekday time spots. And by doing weekends, I can spread myself out over more stations. And I kind of like that. Now, my goal is that someone, here's what I would like, that someone would hear my program and that it would awaken them to what they've always known in their heart. My hope is that someone listens to my program and they can follow what I'm saying because it runs parallel to what they know in their heart. See, I'm only confirming. See, so I don't become your expert. I don't become where you have faith in me. See, you hear me and you say, I get it. I sort of knew that already, but I just confirm on the outside. And that restores you back to it again. Then you start following it and then God takes over. That's it. God takes over. You see? And so my hope is that listening to my program will awaken you to what you know in your heart, and you reconnect with your Creator, and it's beautiful.
Hi, you're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Check out Roland's free resources at sheddingshackles.com.
So we go through life, and we sit in school for many years, and then we go to college maybe, take some courses at a community college or maybe at a university, and we go to work, and we have some training there. And we read some books, and we listen to the radio, and there are podcasts, and we watch YouTube videos. And we have a lot of information. And then you can pick up your phone and you can Google search just about any question that you want to ask, like, how do I open the hood on my new car? Or how do I get rid of the maintenance required notice on my dashboard? Stuff like that. Why, you can Google search it and the answer is there. Almost instantaneously. It's amazing. So this is really cool. So there's so much information and access to it now. But somehow all of that information doesn't help you with the important things in life. It doesn't help you find your true purpose in life. It doesn't help you in your relationships with people. Yeah, it helps for a while. It helps a little bit, but ultimately, if you put your faith in that knowledge and those external sources, if you put your faith there, then you will fail, because thereby you're not putting your faith in God. And if you don't have faith in God, then you are separated from Him. And when you are separated from Him, about all you can do is make mistakes and try to cover them up and then compensate and pretend you know when you really don't know and suffer. who was it who said it was Henry David Thoreau? Remember the famous American author? And he said, most people live lives of quiet desperation. Now, it gets really ugly when you're a professional. You're a psychiatrist or a doctor or something like that. Or maybe you're a human resources expert, or you give seminars on corporate communication and how to improve communication or something like that. So you're some kind of an expert, supposedly, in human relations, and you fail miserably with your family. Your kids rebel against you, or you see they're clinging to you. You resent your husband. You resent your wife. Communication is not good, and then maybe there's a divorce like that. You see what I mean? Well, that's definitely not good. Or maybe you see that communication is not good with your kids or with your partner. So you go to someone, and maybe they're helpful. Maybe they have some good commonsensical ideas. See? And maybe things improve. But once again, if you put your faith in outside people and outside sources of knowledge, then thereby you are not putting your faith in God. It doesn't mean, look, having, if you have, let's say you have faith, you do whatever faith is, all right, whatever it is, I'm not saying what it is right now, but whatever it is, all right, it means that you're always checking with your intuition. You're always checking with what you know in your heart. So you take a step and you check with your, let's call it conscience. You check with your conscience, and if nothing restrains you, then you take another step and then another, and then you just go ahead. You can see that it's okay. Other times it restrains you, and other times it somehow, in some subtle way, you all of a sudden you have an interest in something, and then you explore a little bit, and before you know it, the door opens to success and good things by following what you know in your heart.
Call Roland now at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851.
Look, let's take, for example, Abraham or Moses. Somehow Abraham knew in his heart. He just kind of knew. See, how can I say this? Abraham inclined toward what he knew in his heart, and he followed that wordless way, and it led him to God. Do you see? And God looked down and saw that Abraham was concerned about the rightness of things, and he had a humble spirit, and he loved what was right, Abraham did, and he loved justice, and he loved truth, and God saw that, and God began to reveal himself more and more. Moses, he had a keen sense of justice, and he also, somehow he lived in the Pharaoh's household there, and he could have been rich and powerful, but somehow he saw that there was something else for him. He didn't know what it was exactly, but there was something else for him. He knew it in his heart somehow, and he didn't know what it was, so he left the Pharaoh's household, and he went out to live in the desert for 40 years as a sheep herder. Well, somehow he was following what he knew in his heart, and it would eventually lead him to become a great spokesman for God, a servant of God. Remember when Moses died And he was just a man, Moses was. He wasn't perfect, but he loved what was right. He loved justice, and God chose him. But there's a beautiful passage in the Bible when Moses died, and God said to Joshua, I think it was, he said to Joshua, Moses, my servant is dead. Moses, my servant. Oh, it's so beautiful to be called a servant, to have God say that you're his servant. Could you imagine how beautiful that would be? Well, all these good things came because somehow Moses followed that lodestar, what he knew in his heart. And anybody who's ever been successful, I remember long time ago, well, not so long ago. Yeah, long ago, but not so long ago. I used to teach business courses, and I became interested in the history of business. And then I began to do a little bit of research into people like J.C. Penney or F.W. Woolworth, Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart, people like that, and Mary Kay Ash, founder of Mary Kay Cosmetics, people like that, and many more. And I studied them, and I found out. And then people like Stephen Jobs, for example, or Hewlett and Packard. Those people, like Hewlett and Packard, they started their great company just working in a garage. They loved electronics, and one thing led to another, but they followed that lodestar. They followed their intuition. Albert Einstein followed his intuition. The great explorers like Christopher Columbus and people like that, they followed their intuition. All right? And it led to success and to wonderful discoveries and to a fulfillment. So you got to follow your intuition. You got to follow that word lodestar. And if you do, all right, then when you're following your intuition, see, then it will lead you to the right person. Look, I remember I needed to have some dental work done. And it took me a long time. I would look here and I would look there. And I went on the internet here and looked there. And I even made an appointment here, but then something about the way they handled the phone call, it just somehow, something about it told me, no, that's not the one. And I waited and waited, and then finally, somehow, I found the right dentist with good skill and a good touch and common sense and reasonably priced and all of that. So my intuition led me to him. So then I benefited from his skill. So, yeah, we do need the right mechanic and the right doctor and the right dentist. And we need to choose, you know, we need to know the right work for us and whether to be here or go somewhere else. We need to know those things. But you first look to intuition. First intuition, and then you'll find the right people who can help you. You see what I mean? And following your intuition, like J.C. Penney did, like Albert Einstein did, like Stephen Jobs did, you see? Following your intuition, it will lead you to the right people, the right work, the right everything. It's like, I was going to say it's like magic. But yeah, so follow what you know in your heart. And what does it say in the Bible? It said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Just look for Shedding Shackles. Roland says that since his podcast is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
Are you looking for something to help with stress? Is stress interfering with your prayer life? Are you interested in making a fresh start? You've come to the right place. Why not try Roland's free meditation? Give it a try today at sheddingshackles.com. Call Roland now at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851.
Like I said in my program, God rarely talks to us with words. Mostly he shines his light upon things and we see. We see which way to go or not to go. And sometimes something doesn't sit quite right with you, and you don't know why, but you just know. And so you don't follow. See what I mean? And other times the way seems right, seems clear. And you go that way, even though the whole world says not to go that way, you go that way. And it turns out that it's right. And people who follow their intuition become the great scientists, the great explorers. They become Albert Einstein. They become the great entrepreneurs. And so when you follow what you know in your heart, not only does it lead you where you should go, but it's also a protection. And most importantly, it is how God communicates with you. It's wordless. The human being was misled by the spoken word. That's how it all started. And to this very day, words have a profound impact on you. When people say something to you, they call you a jerk or a fool, or they say you don't have a clue. It has a big impact on you, doesn't it? But it really shouldn't. Words should go in one ear and out the other. If there's something of value there, you hear it. Like I've got the radio on, and maybe there's a talk. Somebody's talking about something, or maybe there's a radio preacher or something. I'm listening, and it kind of goes in one ear and out the other. But all of a sudden, if that person happens to say something that has meaningful, something makes me notice it. Somehow I notice it, and it's something I was supposed to notice. See what I mean? So your intuition is a delicate guide. And it is also at the highest level how God communicates with you. And he puts his laws into our hearts. Again, it's wordless. And we call it conscience, don't we? But a lot of you are so far away from your conscience, or you have a false conscience that talks to you with words. See, there's a false conscience, but don't forget we were misled by words. That's the story of the human race. So you have to find the wordless word, the wordless way of knowing what you know in your heart, what you see for yourself, what you know without knowing why you know. That's very important. Yeah, so follow what you know in your heart. And what does it say in the Bible? It said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. So there's a certain getting it. There's a certain getting it where all of a sudden you say, I get it. It's like getting a math problem. Oh, I see. You get it, see? You solve it. It's like getting a joke. I get it, see? So there's a certain getting it. You have to see that what you know in your heart, wordlessly, intuition, see, a hunch, a gut-level knowing. What do they always say? Trust your gut. Well, that's true. Trust your intuition. Trust your intuition. Because wordless communicate wordless. See, God communicates with us. Mostly God doesn't talk to us with words. He communicates with us wordlessly by way of intuition. That's the faculty. He gives animals instinct. He gives humans intuition. So you have to get that. Oh, I get it. Intuition, wordless, hunch. How many times have you had a hunch about something? Somebody offered you some deal and it was too good to be true and you just sort of knew it was something was wrong with it, but your emotions carried you away, and then afterwards you could have kicked yourself. Why didn't you pay attention to your intuition? Do you see what I mean? Well, it's like that. So then you get it. Oh, I get it. Intuition. That's my lodestar, and it's wordless. It's what I know in my heart. And I have that, but I've always doubted it and paid attention to everybody else and allowed them to sway me. So you get that. And then you get that intuition is from God. Oh, I get it. God gives animals instinct. He gives humans intuition. All right. And people like Abraham and Moses and Albert Einstein, see, they followed their intuition and it led them to all the good things. Oh, I get it. So you see, there's the getting it part. So my hope is, I almost forgot how I had begun today's program. My hope is that someone listens to my program and they can follow what I'm saying because it runs parallel to what they know in their heart. See, I'm only confirming. See, so I don't become your expert. I don't become where you have faith in me. See, you hear me and you say, I get it. I sort of knew that already, but I just confirm on the outside. And that restores you back to it again. And then you start following it, and then God takes over. That's it. God takes over. You see?
When playing the piano, a good technique is difficult to acquire. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. Evenness and an ability to get the right tone requires that you focus for many months or years. A good relationship with God can also be hard to acquire if you have difficulty admitting your mistakes. When you admit them to your colleagues and others around you, you'll find that you're more likable. When you admit them to the one above, he will reward you with a newfound joy and zest for life.
You need to reconnect with your Creator, and it begins with what you know in your heart. So what do you think repentance is? In the Bible, look, can we talk? Remember Joan Rivers, she always used to say, can we talk? All right, can we talk? You read in the Bible, it says repent and be saved. Right? You got to repent. We know that repentance is somehow super important, but we don't do it. Yeah, we talk about it. So you can't leave repentance out. It's super important. So how does this repentance happen? Well, one day you're there and here comes your child. Mommy, what? Mommy, can we look? I'm busy right now. Can't you see I'm texting this message? So leave me alone. I'm just making something up. I'm not very good at making this stuff up, but you got the idea. And your child goes away. Maybe she has a tear in her eye. And all of a sudden, you realize, you see just how mean you are. Just how selfish you are. See, you see it, and it's painful to see it. And instead of denying it and blaming somebody else and making excuses, you just see it. And you're sorry about what you see about yourself. So what do you think that is? One day you're there And you remember how you used to hate your mom? She would yell at you, and she would be sick, and she would cough, and then she would blame you, and she would say that you were a burden, and you hated her. And now you sit there, and you look at yourself. You see you're not that much different than she was. And you see that you hated her. And now you realize that she was just a lady, that she couldn't help herself. She wasn't being cruel deliberately. She couldn't help herself. You see, nobody ever loved her. Nobody was there to point the way. As she floundered and she messed up. And now you see that, especially when you see yourself messing up. And you don't want to mess up. Your kids, maybe they hate you because of what you're doing to them. You don't want to do it. Well, she didn't want to do it either. Now you see that, you're sorry. You're sorry. You see that you hated her, and now you're sorry about it. Very sorry, and you tears flow down your cheeks. Well, do you understand? Can you see that that is a seeing it? That that's a getting it? No, it's not snapping your fingers like you solved a math problem, but it's similar in that you suddenly see and you respond to the inner light from God, to your intuition, to what you know in your heart. You respond to that, and it's beautiful because you've reconnected with your Creator, with God, who's been there all along. All He wanted you to see that you're wrong and be sorry, and then come back and become a child of God. All right, so that's what I wanted to say to you today. And so my hope is that listening to my program will awaken you to what you know in your heart, and you reconnect with your Creator, and it's beautiful. Until next time, Lord willing, and the Greek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.